Marty, we're starting things off talking about in-depth coverage that the Bulletin has on the humanitarian crisis at the border and the city of Las Cruces and how they are responding to it. What can you share with us?
Well, we have really three stories on the situation. One is the inside the city's response to asylum seekers and the type of people they have been processing. They're also giving out numbers of how many they are and where else they're going, including Deming and Albuquerque. And so it's just kind of a behind-the-scenes look at the situation that's been in the news, but a lot in here I hadn't realized, and just what the city is doing. And they're basically saying we're doing what we needed to do because a lot of these people would have just been left on the streets, and that wouldn't have been a good situation either. And then we have a little sidebar on the terminology of undocumented refugees, asylum seekers, and just how the city identifies each of those categories. And then we also have a story on a professor at NMSU, Professor Garcia Bryce, and he is a native of Peru. He teaches Latin American history at NMSU, was director of NMSU's Center for Latin American and Border Studies from 2011 to 2016. And he talks about, he was interviewed and talked about all the background of some of the dysfunction, and especially in Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Honduras, the Northern Triangle, it's called, and what has been going on there for decades, which is leading to a lot of people wanting to leave.
Okay, now moving on, this is something that I have noticed has been getting more attention, and that is a time bank, the service exchange where time, not money, is the currency. You have a story on that.
Yes, you're right. I mean, these are popping up all over. The Las Cruces time bank really began in April of 2016, so 3 years now. And what's interesting is, we've kind of heard about, well, you don't exchange money, but you exchange your expertise on something, and then you trade that with somebody else that can help you. Through these interviews, we're finding out that it's really made life changes for a lot of people, and it really helps bring together a sense of community. Meeting people they never would have met otherwise, because they all have different skills and come from different backgrounds. So it's a really good in-depth look at how it's changed people's lives, the members of the local time bank.
And moving on to the arts, longtime NMSU dance professor Deborah Knapp is retiring.
Yes, she is. And she is not going to go quietly. She wants to travel. She wants to get back in some ways with the arts community, dance community here. And she's 67, and she said, and she's been at NMSU about, well, close to 20 years, and she says it's time to leave. It's a great time for her to go. She wants to be with her husband and travel, but then she's going to return and actually be a force in the community. She loves this town and is very appreciative of the arts community, the dance community, and what it has meant for her and the students at NMSU.
Okay, moving on to business. You have a profile on someone who is working to establish Santa Teresa as an economic hub in our region.
Yeah, Jerry Pacheco, very well known in these circles. He saw what Santa Teresa, he kind of envisioned it a long time ago when the border was nothing but a barbed wire fence down there and a couple of buildings. And there's been a lot of announcements recently, and we're expecting more on businesses coming to Santa Teresa. And he is, he's the CEO of the Border Industrial Association. It's a nonprofit industrial advocacy group. And so he is really the brains or the kind of the visionary behind Santa Teresa. Pretty fascinating.
Okay, looking forward to reading that. Now in Southwest Living, Fort Selden is undergoing a major renovation project.
Yeah, they're getting money from the state, and they're getting money from other sources, and they're actually hoping to renovate a lot of that fort, which, as we know, is crumbling adobe walls and, and a lot of history that needs to be preserved.
A lot of history. Marty Racine is managing editor with the Las Cruces Bulletin. Marty, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.